As part of our mandate, we have to monitor and report on human rights violations in the country. So we decided to focus a little bit on the situation in and around the year. And we have covered the period from July to January 2017. So we were able to monitor a number of human rights violations and abuses committed by both sides of the conflict, not only SPLA, but also armed opposition group, IO, etc. So it's really important to highlight those abuses because it goes through killing of civilians, but there are also some arrests, illegal arrests. We have seen number of we have monitored also sexual exploitation and also CRSV, conflict-related sexual violence, and also looting and burning. There are so many houses that have been burned. So it's really important to highlight those events. And you all know that even right now, the situation in Yei is still alarming, and it is really important to make sure that civilians can work alone, there be a safe place. And it's also important, according to us, as a recommendation, to make sure that we can get to a ceasefire as soon as possible. And secondly, make sure that those who have committed those atrocities, each whatever side they are, could be held accountable. This is really something, it is really important if you want to look for a genuine reconciliation. That's really important, and that's why the report was released.
In this report, is this specifically focusing on Yei, or are there other areas also which are included?
The concern that we have in terms of human rights violation and abuses are not really only in Yei for the moment. And we have to say that, unfortunately, there were some even increase of places where human rights violations are occurring right now. But for this time being, we had a public report focusing specifically on Yei. But I think it's important also, as you said, to make sure that whatever human rights violations are being committed, they are really going to be addressed, and those who are responsible for those violations have to be held accountable.
What are the recommendations that have been made, and how do you think this is going to be implemented, or the situation is going to improve?
The first recommendation, since it's more about the insecurity and the fight that is occurring there, that lead even the majority of the population to flee, and now they are displaced in other places, or some of them are now refugees in Uganda. It's really important that the parties in conflict could really sit and come up with a ceasefire. That's really, really the most important recommendation, according to me. But besides this recommendation of having a ceasefire, which will have a very positive impact, the second one is really about making sure that those who are committing these atrocities have to be held accountable. The issue of impunity, I think, is something that need to be where everybody should really stand up and make sure that this impunity cannot continue. So, because even when people are even taking the justice in their hand, this is creating more and more violence because people want to retaliate, their revenge killing, etc. And at the end of the day, it's not going to solve any solution. So it's really important that the justice is stronger and the justice is going to prevail. And that's why it's this recommendation is very, very important. So it's basically the authority that are concerned that have to do something about it, but we are also advocating for them to push in that direction.
When you talk about ceasefire and the parties, was there any specific mention of which group or which people that they should sit down?
Those who are fighting. So basically, we know that the government is, of course, part of those who are on the ground, but you have also the IO, and we have also to say very clearly that what they are doing. They are also involved in ambushes, they are involved in abduction, they are involved in rape cases, they are involved in killings. This is not acceptable. So any group that is involved has to be aware that they are going to be held accountable for what they are doing to their people, and that they should sit, all of them, to make sure that they can reach an agreement and stop the fighting. So basically, we have the main actors, but there are also other groups that we always say unknown armed groups, because it's difficult for us to really point a name or to know who is the leader, etc. But it is important to, as I speak now, I'm even calling on them to really take action and make sure that what they are doing is not in favor of the population, the people who are living in Yei.